Kirshon Rabose, today's daf is Psachim Daf Tzadi Gemel, and today's shir is B'schus Refu Shleima for Nami Meira Bas Shana Rav Garezel, and for Shira Bas Devar Aleya. Should both have Refu Shleima Bakarov. Someone we were learning for, Mordechai Ben Malka, Baruch Hashem, I heard that he did come out of a hospital after a stint with COVID, so Baruch Hashem, and everybody, all the Cholim obviously should have Refu Shleima Bakarov. I do want to give a shout out. I got a text after yesterday's shir that I had said in explaining the Tahara process of Metzorah, that the oil and the blood get sprinkled on both of his hands, both of his thumbs and both of his big toes. That is incorrect. The blood is in fact sprinkled on his thumb and his toes, but the big toe, but it's the right thumb and the right big toe, as well as the right ear. So I do want to just make that correction. And thank you so much for reaching out. Okay, Shkoyach, we are on the bottom of Tzadi Beis, on the Beis here. We just started the ninth parak, which again talks about Pesach Sheni, which is made if someone, as the Mishnah stated, as the Pasuk says, if someone is Tameh, if someone is Biderach Rechoka, if someone is too far away from the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to define that today on Amud Beis. And we're here. We had said that. What about if someone again? If someone is tamei, so they can't, they can't bring the korban pesach, can't opt in to that. What about if someone is b'derech rechoka? Can they have someone sheft korban pesach for them, right, and thereby patur them from bringing pesach sheni? So if you're in the mission, the Gemara had started off with that machlokas, and Rav Nachman had said that it works, and Rav Sheshan had said that it does work. So we're here at the bottom, two lines up from the bottom. Amar of Sheshas. Allah. How do I know that it doesn't work? That someone who's too far away cannot have someone shecht korban pesach for him and sprinkle the blood for him, and that will count for his korban pesach. So how do I know? So the Tanya looking at the Omar Rekiva says that nemar tamei v'nemar b'derech rechoka. Right, those two examples are given in the pasuk right straight away. Ma tamei shesofik. Biodo lasos veino, not suffix, just sipik, right? Just like someone who's tame, if he would have tried to give the korban pesach, right? Veino osa, right? So it's not allowed to, right? It doesn't work, right? So af derech rechoka, so too someone who's far away. Now we should see biodo lasos veino osa, right? It doesn't work if he wants, right? Even if he wants to, right? It doesn't. It's not legit. Again, since the pasuk mentions both of them together, so they have the same halacha. For Rav Nachman. Melacha, what would Rav Nachman say to you? Melacha, Rabbi Akiva, letamei. He'd say, no, that's Rabbi Akiva's shita. Right? The Gosefer, in shochtim v'zorka, not tamei sheretz. That you're not allowed to shecht someone who's a tamei sheretz. The honest, really, but I hold, right? Command, am shochtim v'zorka, not tamei sheretz. That you are allowed to shecht for someone who is tamei sheretz. Again, when the Torah says that someone who is tamei, right, is not allowed to bring the korban pesach. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk is talking about someone who, right, again, why would you have a havamina that you can shecht the korban pesach for this person, that you need to exclude him with the pasuk? So, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's talking about someone who is tamei sheretz, right? He could theoretically eat the korban pesach, right? He could have someone else shecht it for him, even though he's tamei sheretz, right? He's going to become tahor at night, and he can eat the korban. But the pasuk excludes that, and therefore we compare it to derech rechoka. Rav Nachman saying no, that you are allowed to shecht the korban pesach for someone who is tamei sheretz, and the only when the Torah says someone who's tamei can't bring the korban pesach, that's someone who's not going to be able to make it, right? He won't be able to become tahor to eat the korban pesach. But someone who can become tahor, right? So then you can shecht the korban pesach for him. So again, so someone who's far away, and we'll see that far away is not really that far, but he could get there in time to eat it. Again, we're going to see that's also a machlokas, right? How far is considered far away? But let's say a person is a day's journey from Yerushalayim. So he could get there at, let's say, midnight. I don't know when they're eating the korban pesach. So he could theoretically, according to Rav Nachman, right, have someone shecht the korban pesach for him, and then when he gets there, he will partake of it, and that would work. Okay, fine. These are the people who have to do the korban pesach on pesach sheni. Hazavin ve'azavos. Right, again, we talked about azav. Someone who has an emission. Hamitzorayim ha'mitzoros. Right, someone who has a mitzora. Venidos. A woman who's a nida. Ubole nidos. Someone who sleeps with a nida has. Right, Torah says is given the same dinim in terms of tumah as a nida, right? Have to wait 7 days. Vayoledes, woman gives birth. Hashogin, people who are shogeg. Onsin, people who are ones. Mezidin, people who did it on purpose. Tamei, someone who's tamei. Vashayev b'derech rechoka, someone who was too far. So the Gemara says, "Imkein, lama nemar tamei." The Gemara says, so why does the pasuk specifically say someone who is tamei? Right? That's the example, right? In the Torah, the Gemara says, lama nemar. What do you mean? Right, the boyle nemar barisha lo shavkin alei. Because the Torah says you can't do it because we're not going to let someone who's tamei bring the korban pesach. Right, that's why it says. Right, what do you mean? Why does it say? Right, obviously you need to tell me that you can't opt in, that you're not allowed to bring the korban pesach on pesach rishon. So Gemara says you're right. Okay, so the real question is, okay, lama nemar b'derech rechoka. Right, why are we mentioning the derech rechoka as opposed to all these other cases? The pocho min hakares, to say that he does not get kares, right, if he is too far away. Right? That's a bit of a stretch, because you know, if a guy is too far and he can't make it to Shalayim, it's kind of out of his control. Right? Why would he get kares? Right? So again, it could be that you know, that he had it within his power to theoretically make it. Maybe he had you know, a fast car or a plane or whatever. Right? Again, back in the day, right, a fast horse or etc. Right? He could have maybe slept over and made it, but he didn't. Right? Okay, Lamaisa, if a person is far away, says the Torah, regardless of the circumstances, he is potter from cars. Just one more, couple more lines. We come out to Amar Hurtza, and according to the one who says that if he opts in, again, this is according to Rav Nachman, who says that he is allowed to opt in, because otherwise, right, you know, you could have just said, meaning, what's the answer? You could have said why does the Torah mention it? Because he's not allowed to do it. Right, that would be Rav Sheshas. Rav Sheshas would have answered that. This must be Rav Nachman, who says that he is allowed to opt in, because otherwise you could have just answered, why does the Torah mention Derech Rechoka? Because he's not allowed to do it, just like someone who's Tameh. Since the Gemara did not say that, right, so it must be that this is Rav Nachman Shita, that he is allowed to opt in if he likes. Okay. So Gemara says, Isha Mishena Mimachayva, right, if you remember, we had a whole machlokas as to what a woman's status is in terms of Pesach Sheni. Right, and here we mention in our Brisa, right, these are the people who make a Pesach Sheni, and we listed Anida, Ayuledes, right, a Mitzoras, right, a Zava, right, a bunch of different cases of women. So Gemara says, Bisheni Mimi Chayva, but is a woman really Chayva Pesach Sheni? Vatani with other Brisa, Yocha lo Yehu Osim is a Sheni, Elo Tame Nefesh, Vishayev Derech Chokha, Zava no Mitzora, no Boile Nidos. Sorry, no. You have to put the comma, right? Grammar is important. Right? You might have thought the lo yeh osin is a sheni, Ella, the only people who do Pesach Sheni is Tami Nefesh Veshahaya Bederach Rechoka. Well, because those are the two people mentioned in the Pasuk. Zav and Mitzurah and Barle Nidos Minayin. How do you know that all of those cases do it? Because the Pasuk says, Ish Ish. Right? But that price does not include, right, any women. So the Gemara says, "Well, Lokasha, Harabi Yosi, Harabi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon." Right? If you remember our machlokas, right? That was the machlokas over there, right? Who is chayiv? Women are chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So when Rabbi Yosi, it said women are chayiv, and then the other two, right? It said that they are not chayiv, or they're not, even according to one opinion, not even allowed to opt in. Okay, fine. Tanu Rabbanu, another bray. We learned another bray. Chayiv Kares al Rishon, Chayiv Kares al Sheni. Devar Rabbi. Rabbi says a person is Chayiv Kares for missing the first Pesach and the second Pesach. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Chayiv al Kares al Rishon, Rapotter al Sheni. Rabbi Nassan says a person misses Pesach Rishon is Chayiv Kares, but he's not Chayiv Kares for missing the second one. Right? Rabbi Chanani ben Akavio Omer, Af al Rishon, Eno Chayiv Kares al Mkin Los Sheni. Rabbi Chanani ben Akavio holds that you're only going to be chayav kares if you miss both of them. Right? Again, the Pesach Sheni kind of atones for Pesach Rishon. And again, obviously, Rebbe holds that there are two separate chiyuvim, that you would get kares for either one of them. Right? Rebbe Nassan holds that the second one makes up for the first one. It's an atonement for the first one, but it's not going to fix your chayav kares, right, if you miss it. And therefore, you're not chayav kares on your own. And Rebbe Chanan Minakavio holds that straight up, the second one completely fixes missing the first one. So therefore, if you do Pesach Sheni, but you miss Pesach Rishon, so then you would get out of kares. These Rabbanim agree with themselves, right? They use their own logic. The Tanya is related to Brisa. Gershon is Geir Ben Shnei Pesachim. V'chein Katan Sheigdil Ben Shnei Pesachim. Right? If you remember, we toasted on Tzadi Aleph on the base. Talked about this possibility. Right? If you have a Ger that converted between both Pesachs, right? And after Pesach, he converted, and a Katan who became more common. A Katan who became a Gadol between those Pesach, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So Chayev also Pesach Sheni for Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says he's Chayev. Because the Pesach Sheni is a full-fledged chiyuv with an iser karis if you missed it, etc. Rabbi Nosson Amar, no, kol shezok l'gurishon, zok l'sheni, kol she'in zok l'rishon, ein zok l'sheni, that no, Pesach Sheni is an offshoot of Pesach Rishon. If you weren't chayiv in Pesach Rishon, then there's no reason for you to do Pesach Sheni. But my kumbetfugi, what's the machogas? So Rabbi Sover Sheni regal bifnei atzmahu. As we said, Rabbi holds that Pesach Sheni is its own holiday with its own chiyuv, and therefore if you miss it and you had to do it, so then you chayiv karis. Rabbi Nosson Sover Sheni tashlum with the Rishon who, that Sheni, that Pesach Sheni is a makeup for Pesach Rishon, but Kunila Rishon Lamitakin, but that doesn't fix, right? That doesn't get you out of your Sirkaris. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavia Sover, and he holds right that Sheni takan to the Rishon who, right? He holds that the Pesach Sheni actually fixes the Isser by Pesach Rishon if you miss it. Ushloshta Mikra Echad Arshu, and they're both, they're all of them are working off the same pasuk. Rav Isha Isher Vehu Tahor Vederech Lo Haya. If a person is tahor, but he wasn't. It wasn't close, right? He was far away, right? Rabbi Sarah v'chadal azoz haPesach v'nechrusa, right? He doesn't do the Korban Pesach and he gets kares. De'alo ava barishon, right? He didn't do the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon in Inami or Korban Hashem lo yikriv b'moado. And if he didn't bring the Korban Pesach at the proper time, b'sheni, then he also will have the chiyuv kares. How do you know, again, when the pasuk says, how do you know that means that he gets karis? So, kosavar megadev hainu mevorech Hashem. So, Rebbe holds that the megadev, when the pasuk says the megadev is chayiv karis, is the same thing, is birkas Hashem, which means, you know, it's actually, it's lashon slag yinor, it's really, mevorech Hashem means mekalel Hashem, so when Rechman al-Tan curses God's name. So, if you read Rashi, so he explains, the ksiv be karis, right? Meaning, when the Megadev, the pasuk says that a Megadev is Chayiv Kares, that's Mevarech Es Hashem. That's the person who curses God's name. The Kevan the Yish Kares Mevarech Es Hashem, and since it already says that the person who is Mevarech Es Hashem gets Kares, so Yalif Haimine, Nisiyos Chay, Egzer Shava. So then you can learn Egzer Shava, right, from Birkas Hashem to our case, to the case of missing Pesach Sheni. Because it says, V'chato Yisa Yishahu, right? You have the Gemara is going to quote right now, but you have those same psukim, those same words by both cases. Ksiv b'mvarech es Hashem, it says when a person curses God's name, Rechman al-Tzlan, v'nasachato, right? He will carry his sin, quote-unquote, v'gamar ha'ichato d'hacha, mechato d'hasam. And we learn it, right? Our case of v'nasachato is also, what's the pasuk? It's, right, chato Yisa is the same thing as v'nasachato. Just like over there, it's Karis, so too, over here, is a Chi of Karis. Rabbi Nosson Sover, Rabbi Nosson says, no, you learn the Pesach a little differently. A person doesn't do Korban Pesach Rishon, and then he gets Karis. Right, meaning the key is because. The language of, the when you have the word key in the Pesach, right, it means because. I mean, the reason, right? The reason he gets kares is, as Rashi explains over here. If you look at Rabbi Nosson, right, mishum daha korban Hashem lo yikri b'moado b'rishon. Right, it's because he didn't bring the first korban Pesach. That's when he gets kares. V'hachi kamar Rachmana. This is what the Torah says. Daha korban Hashem lo yikri b'moado b'rishon. The reason he didn't bring the korban, the reason he gets kares is because he didn't bring the korban Hashem right in Pesach Rishon. So hay cheto yisa ma'yavile. So what does he do with the pasuk of cheto yisa? He should carry his sin. So, kosaber megadef lavainim b'varach as Hashem. He holds that someone who's a megadef is not someone who curses Hashem. That's a machlokas. I didn't quote it before, but that's a machlokas in the Gemara in Krisos. Rather, it's a megadef is someone who praises avodah zara. So, therefore, it's not the same as birkas Hashem, and we don't see that birkas Hashem necessarily. I mean, birkas Hashem gets kares, but. Meaning, so right. So, but we don't know. Sorry. Meaning, the Birkas Hashem says Chato Yisa, but we don't know that he gets Karis. Meaning, the Karis is beferish that a Megadef gets Karis. If a Megadef is not a Birkas Hashem, someone who blesses God's name, curses God's name, whatever. So that we don't know that cursing of God's name is a Chiyav Karis, and therefore you can't learn the Gzer Shava of Cheto, right, or Venasa Cheto and Cheto Yisa, right, to our case over there. So therefore, we don't know that that our case, but Cheto Yisa is a Chiyuv Karis. And therefore, V'gamar Hay Cheto Dehasam Hay Cheto Dehacha. Right, our case, we know Yisa Cheto, right, if you miss Korban Rishon, Pesach Rishon, you get Karis. And therefore, we learn it over there. We don't learn it from here to there. We don't learn it from there to here. We learn it from here to there. And as follows, ma hacha kares, af hasam kares, just like you get kares over here, you get kares over there. Again, that's just, again, what's it called in the Gzer Shava. But Lamaisa, he's going to teach me that we learn, that's how we learn that someone who curses Hashem's name gets kares. Meaning, so our pasuk is teaching me over there, that just like we get kares over here, you get kares over there by someone who curses Hashem's name. But Lamaisa, it's not going to be for Pesach Sheni, it's only going to be for Pesach Rishon. For Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, says, V'chadal asuz haPesach v'nechrusa, right? If a person doesn't do the korban Pesach, he gets kares. Right, if he doesn't bring the korban Hashem at the proper time on the second Pesach, so the Gemara says again, so what does he do with that pasuk of chato yisa? Just like we said, right, he learns it as a footback to teach us that a birkas Hashem gets kares. Okay, Hilkach, therefore, and the Gemara sums it up for us, which is nice. Doesn't always do that. Hezi bazeh ubazeh. If a person is mazed and doesn't bring either korban Pesach, so then different call chayiv. Everybody agrees he's chayiv kares. Shogeg bazeh ubazeh, if he's shogeg by both cases, so then different call potter. Everybody agrees that he's potter. Hezid barishon v'shogeg b'sheni, and here's where the machlok is. Let's say he was mazed on Pesach rishon, but then he had it for whatever reason, he was negligent on Pesach sheni, he missed it, it's a month later, he didn't realize. So then the Rebbe Rabbi Nasan mechayiv, so according to Rabbi Nasan, he's going to be chayiv kares, but the Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, right? So he holds that the second one, right, is will fix the first one. So if he didn't willingly miss Pesach Sheni, he's not going to get kares for missing Pesach Rishon. Shogeg Barishon behezi b'sheni. If he was shogeg Barishon and then he just blew off his chiyuv on Pesach Sheni, did it on purpose, so then the Rebbe chayiv, right? Only according to Rebbe, you're going to be chayiv, because again, you're not going to get kares for the first one for Pesach Rishon because it was b'shogeg. Only Rebbe says that you're going to get an individual chiyuv kares for purposely blowing off Pesach Sheni. Right? That's not related to Pesach Rishon. The Rebbe Nasan, Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya, who say that Pesach Sheni is only an offshoot of Pesach Rishon, and therefore, if you weren't Chayav Kares for Pesach Rishon, you're not going to be Chayav Kares for Pesach Sheni, even if you miss it on purpose, so then Potter, then you're not going to be Chayav Kares. Okay. New Mishnah. Ezohi derech rechoka. How do you define a far journey? Now, I would have thought, right, if it takes you weeks or something to get to the Beis HaMikdash, right? I don't know, whatever. A very long journey. So the Mishnah actually says, min ha-modi'in ulechutz, from Modi'in and farther. Meaning, from Rashi says, Modi'in is Shem Ha'ir, the name of the town, Modi'in. And from the fact that, we have the Makabim, Chashmonaim, right, and Modi'in, in modern-day Modi'in. So you would imagine that is what it's referring to. If it's not referring to that actual city, maybe something in the vicinity. The problem with that is that, as you'll see in a minute, the math doesn't really work out. We'll do the math in a minute when the Gemara points it out, but the math doesn't really work out. It could be that Modi'in was much closer to Shalim than modern-day Modi'in. Okay, the Modi'in is the city that's what Rashi says. From that distance, obviously, and all around, meaning Ukumi Das or the Chol Ruach, right? And the distance that it is from Yerushalayim to Modi'in, right, all around, right, in a circle, right? That would be the diameter of the circle, and Yerushalayim in the middle. Okay, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's where Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Me'eskova Sa'azara V'lechutz. Fascinating. Rabbi Elazar says it has nothing to do with distance. If you are outside the Azara, so you are B'derech Rechoka, right? And therefore you are technically, right, Potter. And pretty wild Shita, right? Implying that, then if that's true, so then the Machlokas of whether you can opt into the Korban Pesach becomes much more relevant, right? If just being outside the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Shechita, right, not going into the Beis HaMikdash or registering or whatever, right, so then you're Derech Rechoka. Okay, fine. And Rabbi Yossi backs up, Rabbi Elazar. If you look, there's a dot on the word derech rechoka, on the word on the hey, there's a dot over it. Right? Lomar lo mipnei sherachok. Vaday ela meiskopas hazara uluchutz. Why do we take? If you look at Rashi over here, so sheberachoka v'chol nikud lemayit hadavar. Anytime you have a dot over a letter, that's to view it as if it's not there. Mashmar siyum ala teva mehacha, meaning to imply that it shouldn't be derech rechoka, but it should be Aisha Sher Derech Rachok, a person who is, how does that help us? When you take out the hay? So the Pashto says, derech rechoka, a journey is rechoka, right? But a person, ish, is rechok, right? In terms of grammar. I'm not so great with Israeli Hebrew grammar, but mistama rechok would be referring to the person, and rechoka would be referring to the derech. So lamaisa, if you're telling me that it's rechoka, so that would be talking about the journey. If the journey itself is far and distant and it's hard to get there, so then, okay, that's what we're concerned with. But if you're taking out the hay and it's ish is rachok, so then the person is far from where he has to do his chiyuv, so he's right outside. Right? The person is outside where he has to do his mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So that's pashtus, I think. That's the drasha. That's the point that Rabbi Yossi is going to point out, that therefore that's why there's a doubt over the hay, to say that it's the person. Right, it has to be, if he's outside the Azara, therefore that is the concept of Derech Rechoka. Okay, but Amar Ula Ula says, again, we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, so Amar Ula Ula says, Min HaMudi'in L'Yerushalayim, how far is that? Chamisha Asar Mil in Havio. It's 15 mil. Now, the Gemara mil was about two-thirds of a mile nowadays. It was about two-thirds of a mile. Now, in terms of the math from Yerushalayim to Modi'in, so Yerushalayim to Modi'in, as people probably can tell you, Americans, I would say, at least, who live in, or even Israelis, probably, but it's about a half an hour drive without traffic from Yerushalayim to Modi'in, right? If you drive a little faster, you can get there. I looked up the distance from Yerushalayim to Modi'in is 33 kilometers, or about 20 miles. Now, 15 mil is about 10 miles. Compounding that, now, in Echanami, you drive around along Route 1, which is not a straight line, so it could theoretically be that they had a straighter road. Now, I don't know if that's true, because, you know, again, back then, I would imagine traveling wasn't so easy. Okay, but let's say they had, theoretically, a straight line from Yerushalayim to Modi'in. So that would, I don't know how that would impact the distance. I maybe shrink it to 15 miles. Still, you run into a problem because when I say it's 20 miles, I mean from the outskirts of Yerushalayim. We're talking about here you need to get to the Beis Hamikdash, right? You need to get to the Azara. To bring the Korban Pesach. So the question is, right, really, it's really probably much closer than Modi'in. I would say approximately half the distance. Maybe somewhere like, I don't know, Telstone, maybe, ballpark. All right, okay, but Lamaisa, maybe even Latruan, okay. Lamaisa, that's why I'm hesitant to say that Modi'in is Modi'in of nowadays, but okay, either way, I'm sure those who are more knowledgeable in terms of ancient archaeology could fill you in a little better. Fine. So that's what Ula says, that it's 15 mil. That's the distance. Savrla, and he holds, Kihot Amar Rabba Bar Ruchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He holds, how do you figure that out? Because as follows, Kama Mahalech Odam Biyom, how far can a person travel in a day? Asara Parsos, 10 Parsa, which is 40 mil. Okay, 40 mil. Now, Alos HaShachar Ad HaNeitz HaChama, from Alos until Neitz, from first light until sunrise. So that's Chamisha Milin. A person can travel 5 mil, as we'll prove in a second. Mishkiz HaChama V'Tzeiz HaKochavim, and likewise, from sundown until Tzeis, person can go Chamisha Milin, another 5 mil. So Pashalut Tfosin. So you're left over with 30 mil. So Amesa Mitzafar L'Palga D'Yom HaFer, to go, again, cut that in half. So from sunrise to half day to noon is chameishar mipalga dioma loorta, right? 15 mil until noon, 15 mil until sundown. That's how far that is going to be considered too far of a journey. 15 mil, meaning if it takes him from, if he leaves at noon, which is theoretically the beginning of this month, the Shachar Korban Pesach, and he won't make it there until nightfall. That is too far, and as I pointed out, Ula Latame, Damar Ula, this is Ula Shita, Ezu Derech Achoka, Kol She'en Yachol Ikanis B'Shaz Shchita. If you can't get to the Azara, as I pointed out, you have to get to the Beis HaMikdash. If you can't get to the Azara at the time of Shchita, meaning if you leave when the Chi of Shchita starts, and you don't get to the Beis HaMikdash in time to Shecht, so that is considered to be too far. Okay. Amar Mar says, Me'alos HaShachar Adan Itzachama Chavish Amil. Again, we pointed out that from Alos to from first light until sunrise is 5 mil. How do you know? The Chitzik, because the Pasuk says, Uchumo HaShachar Allah, Vayayitza Malachim, right, Balot Lemor. This is the case where the Malachim said to Lot, listen, get out of here, right? Hashem is going to destroy Sodom. Uchsiv, then the Pasuk says, Vashemesh Yatza Al Aretz, Vlot Ba Torah. And the sun came, right, Lot left, right, at the first light, presumably, and when the sun came up, at sunrise he arrived in Soar. I went to that town. I went to that place. And that distance between where stone was and Soar was 5 mil. So a person can go from first light until sunrise at 5 mil, and that's how we calculated the 5 mil on the back end as well. Now the math, to be honest, I didn't really see anybody talk about this. The math is kind of off. Right, if you're telling me that you can go 40 mil in a day, right, and 5 mil from, this, let's say, from first light to sunrise, and 5 mil from sundown to seis, right, that leaves 30 mil in the middle, right? That's, again, that's if you could only do 15, that's 30 mil divided by 12. What's that ratio? I'm not great at math, but it's less than 3 mil an hour. Now you're telling me you can do 5 mil. Between first light and sunrise. Well, even on the longest days, right, and the longest time, when you have first rise, sun, first light, and sunrise, right? The math is a shtickle off. But okay, meaning Seder, fine. Maybe again, maybe Lot was running, and a person can run when the sun is not up, right? Again, from first light to sunrise, a person can run, and then he has to walk the rest of the way. Then when the sun goes down, he can run, and then when Seis Kochavim hits, then he can no longer travel because it's completely dark. Okay, I don't know, again, Tzarechian, but exactly in terms of how the math works out. Guvo, let's go back to something we just said. Amar Ula, Eze Hider Chachoga, Kol She'en Yachal Yikanis B'Shas Shechita. That's Ula's Shita, you have to get there before the Shas Shechita. Rav Yehuda, Amar Kol She'en Yachal Yikanis B'Shas Achila. Rav Yehuda says, no, that's a much greater amount of time. Right? Anybody who cannot get there in time to eat the Korban Pesach, right? And again, if you're holding that you can eat the Korban Pesach all night, right, that's Machokas, we'll see you, Mitzvah Shem. But if you're holding, you can eat the Korban Pesach all night, so now you have, you know, now you have like 18 hours to get there. That's already a much greater distance. Amalei Rabba Le'ula, Rabba said to Ula, L'didcha Kasha, the Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. I have a problem with both your Shitas. L'didcha Kasha, according to you, D'amar Tekol She'en Yachal Shashchita, you have to be able to get there into the Azara B'Shashchita, implying that the whole ability for you to bring the Korban Pesach is talui on whether you can get into the Azara when they're shechting it. But Tamei Sheretz, the inyachol likanes b'shas shechita. What do we say? That it's someone who's Tamei Sheretz who cannot go into the Azara right on Erev Pesach when he's Tamei, but he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night. And there's an opinion, and you said, Ula, that you can shecht someone. You can shecht for someone if he's going to be able to eat it at night, even though he can't go in to the Azara and the Shas Shechita. You're telling me that the Koveya is whether you can go into the Azara and the Shas Shechita. Right? How does that line up? The Rav Yehuda Kasha, the Rav Yehuda also has a problem. Right? He holds that the important point is that when a person is allowed to go eat it, right, that's koveya whether he can bring the Korban Pesach or not. But as someone who's Tamei Sheretz, right, is able to eat the Korban Pesach at night, right, when it becomes Torah, Vilka Amar, but we said, and again, according to Rav Yehuda, in Shochtim Vizorkin, Tamei Sheretz, right, you're not allowed to shecht for a Tamei Sheretz, for someone who's Tamei Sheretz. So how does that work? I mean, according to you, you said it depends on Shas Shechita, but someone who's Tamei Sheretz is allowed to shecht Korban Pesach, but he can't go into the Azara, but Shas Shechita. According to Rav Yehuda, it depends on when he can eat it, but Shas Achila. But according to Rav Yehuda, someone who's Tamei Sheretz who can eat the Korban Pesach at night is not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach for him. So what's going on over here? So Amaleis, we'll listen back to, what was it, Rabbah? Ula said back to Rabba. There's no problem for either one of us. There's no problem for me because derech hachokah l'tohar, v'ein derech hachokah l'tamei. That the whole institution of someone who's too far, right, it's nothing to do with sheretz. You can't bring me a kasha from sheretz because the whole institution of derech hachokah is only for someone who's tohar. Right, so then if someone is tohar, then he has to be able to go into the azara b'shas shechita. But for someone who's tamei, right, that's not the relevant factor here. It's whether he'll be able to eat it later, and that's fine. Right, and the Rav Yehuda, lo kasha, just to finish up the thought, right, so Tamei Sheretz, Rechmane Dachye, right, enechanami, that the logic of Rav Yehuda would dictate that Tamei Sheretz should be able to eat the Korban Pesach, because he can eat it at night, and it depends on Derech Achila, but the Pasuk said that he can't. Right, the Pasuk says, Ish Yish Kiyeh Tamei La'Nefesh. Right? If someone who is Tamei, he can't bring the Korban Pesach. Milo Askinen Shechal Shvish Lo Leos Be'er Pesach. Right, it must be talking about someone, even someone, right, who is Tamei at this moment, but he will be Torah at night, right? It's the seventh day, right? But he will be Torah later. But afilo hachi am rachman lidachi. Even so, right? The Torah said you should push him off, right? It must be talking about someone who could become Torah at night, but still the Torah made an extra gzera to tell me that he's not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Okay, shkoyah kol rabosav. We will go weiter in the Hilgah Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.